Westmead Children's Hospital have been operating for 20 years at Westmead since it moved from Camperdown. So it's a big year, an anniversary for them this year. But their work just goes on day after day. We drop in once a year. We do this radiothon through the day and we try and raise as much money as possible. And you look at the activity in the place, well, it's 24 hours a day, isn't it? The work just never ends. And with every child that leaves, having been successfully treated, or perhaps in remission, whatever it might be, there's another one about to come through the door. So it's a never-ending job for the people involved, including Dr. Luciano Della Pozza. He's the head of the Cancer Centre for Children at Westmead. He's been there since day one. He's on the line there in our tally room this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning and thank you.
No, Doctor, thanks for joining us. You've been with the Children's Hospital since 1989 and you moved across when Westmead opened in 95. You've obviously seen a lot of remarkable changes but also a lot of remarkable advances in that time, particularly when it comes to treating childhood cancers.
I have, and look, the first thing I should say is that we moved from a wonderful old hospital to an environment that was unbelievable and very supportive for families. And in that period of time, in that 20 years, I've been privileged to be part of a system that's sort of eked out improvements in the care of children with cancer and watched the survival rate to sort of grow now to over 80%. So it's been a fantastic 20 years.
I mean, what was the survival rate 20 years ago? Look, it has grown significantly, hasn't it?
Yep, it was in the high 60s, low 70s, and we've slowly, with a whole series of new treatments and research, managed to get that up bit by bit, year by year, and there's really no sign that's going to slow down.
That's terrific. Look, earlier on the program, about an hour ago, we were speaking to Tristan Knowles, who was one of the first cancer patients at Westmead Children's Hospital, and he went on to become one of our most successful gold medal Paralympians in the basketball. Now, you treated Tristan originally. It must be incredibly rewarding for you to see someone come through and then 20 years later go on to achieve so much in life.
Look, he's actually inspirational. Not only did he sort of survive a very difficult cancer and two rounds of treatment, but that didn't stop him or his family looking to others and actually engineering a hell of a lot of community support. They've contributed so much back to children with cancer through their efforts.
Yeah, you've got to be a psychologist as well, don't you? Because for a lot of parents with kids, and that's how I feel, you look at this, you think, it's not fair. It's not fair this little kid has got cancer.
No, look, and in fact, it really isn't very, very hard. It's not a hard job to do because these children, you can see that they're in a very difficult place and they recognise that you're out there to help them and you mobilise all the resources you can possibly have. And a place like this, fortunately, it concentrates resources in one place so that we can deliver an absolute superb level of care.
What about you, though, and the challenges you face in your job? I've spent months sometimes following doctors around these oncology wards at children's hospitals, and I've seen how devastated they can be and how close you get to some patients. You might spend years in that battle to try and save them. What's it like for you personally when you actually lose someone?
Look, defeat's very difficult to accept, but I don't find that all that depressing. I mean, what I do find is that people remember the effort that went into trying to save a child or make sure that the quality of life was fantastic. What wears you down is administration, is that you can see the need and you just can't see where the money's going to come from. That's far more eroding to your spirit.
Yep. I mean, here we are trying to raise money for some very important equipment that you really do need at the hospital. You really should be spending all of your time, shouldn't you, devoting yourself to trying to save the lives of these kids.
Can you put that message out there, please? That'd be fantastic.
Well, don't worry, we'll hammer them. What sort of equipment are you looking to buy with the money raised today? What do you really need there?
Look, there's a whole range of equipment. I think people need to understand in the same way as you move from one car to the next and you change computers, that the equipment that we purchase today to administer medicines or to follow patients or to monitor them, that changes. And you heard recently about the safe car, or the computerized car. That's what we're increasingly going to go to. We're going to move to a system where you electronically monitor children and make sure that they're getting the absolute best of care. Yeah. That's the sort of equipment that we're looking to invest in the future.
Yep. You get back to the real fight that you're waging there every day, day in, day out, and we'll see how much we can raise for you today.
You've been fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, there it is. There's someone who's devoted his life to this. And look, as he said, he's had to come to the he's had to come in. He's in the tally room there. He's talking to us because he's trying to raise money. And that's he should be spending all of his time dealing with kids with cancer.
It doesn't matter how much you donate. Every dollar will make a difference. $1,500 funds a wheelchair.